our winter bird count has been going on for a long time, and it actually is a great opportunity for park visitors to come out and help us keep track of birds that migrate or stay here during the winter season. You get to get out with great park staff and volunteers. They'll lead groups through different designated parks, and you can come and help us count anytime during the day.
How long have you been doing this, and why is it an important part of the park's environmental research?
We've actually been doing this for 41 years, which is a long time. It's been very beneficial in keeping track of the different type of birds that can be found throughout the parks in the winter. And also, it provides important data about the avian population trends in Hamilton County. It helps us keep a running count of the native birds and is critical to monitoring their environmental trends.
So this is kind of like a canary in the mine to warn us of possible threats to bird health. I recall in the 1970s, birds were an indicator that something was wrong in the insecticides containing PCBs, and that contaminated the food chain.
Right, yeah, it is a very good indicator as to what's going on in our environment. Some birds we see more than others. Mostly we see, for example, starlings more than any other type of bird. But sometimes, you know, we'll see some more, not rare species, but we just don't spot them as much, like a snowy owl or a long-eared owl or a pine warbler or a marsh wren. So it really tells us what kind of trends are going on with the different species of birds that are here in Hamilton County.
And this sounds like an event that everyone in the family can participate in. Even young kids can help, and it's a learning experience.
Absolutely, it is. It's a great learning experience for the whole family to get outdoors, you know, just to experience nature, but also to help us in tracking the trends of the avian population. It's going on December 14th from 8 to 5:30.
That's tomorrow.
Yes, that is tomorrow. And you can choose from 15 different parks and preserves to go to, and those are listed on the website.
Do people have to have any prior experience or bring anything with them?
You don't need any prior experience. We will provide you with a tally sheet, and we just encourage people to bring binoculars, which are always helpful. Maybe if you have a birding book, just to help you keep track of what type of birds you see. Of course, dress for the weather, and you know, bring a snack and some water or something to drink to stay hydrated.
A little thermos full of hot chocolate
would
be a good one.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Online registration is closed, but people can still call.
Yes, they can. There is no fee to participate, but we do want people to let us know what park they choose to go to. We're accepting registrations via phone through 3 p.m. today.
You can find out how to get in touch with the great parks of Hamilton County on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kim Witten, stay warm out there tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much.